Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs. Oh yeah. About to bring the rain down on UCLA. The Bruins, baby. Let's go. It is the drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Kyle the intern. Kyle Tosk is here. He will be recapping the NFL with us. Bottom of the hour, we'll go through all of that. We have no longer unbeaten in the NFL. How about that? We were all worried about who was going to beat Philadelphia. Well, the Washington Commanders took care of that, just like I had predicted with Vegas. And while Pipes is in Vegas, he's going to collect that monster check of about $300,000 that I bet on that game. But, hey, let's don't talk about that right now. Let's talk about Illinois basketball. They looked really good last night in their blowout of Monmouth. And joining us on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line is our guy, Luke Goody. Luke, how are you, buddy?
Good, good. How are you guys?
We are well. Man, did your Illini team come out and have a little fun to start that game last night?
Yeah, we started the game hot. You know, the guys hit shot. Struggled at the beginning of the game against UMKC from the three-point line, but we kind of picked it up, last night. Didn't really miss.
Luke, to see the way the ball moved last night, how much was that a point of emphasis for Brad and the team in practice leading up to that game?
Yeah, it's a huge point of emphasis for us. We struggle moving the ball and getting great shots at the beginning of the UMKC game. We were taking quick shots in the shot clock. Weren't getting the looks that we really need. And, you know, in the Monmouth game, that was a big emphasis for us, is just, you know, moving the ball, getting better shots, and getting guys open.
What's that like as a player when you're out there, when you can just feel, as Brad said, the energy of the ball with the way it can swing on the perimeter or just being able to penetrate and kick versus maybe when it's a little bit more of an ISO-based offense or a guy decides he's going to try to go get one? What's it like as a player? What's the differences between one versus the other?
Yeah, it's, like Coach Brad says, having the energy in the ball really turns down a good shot for a great shot. So, you know, when a guy gets a good look with 20 in the shot clock, instead of taking that shot, maybe passing it around a couple more times, driving the ball, getting a better look with about, 12 or 10 on the shot clock, and usually those balls go in more.
Terrence goes for 30 last night. He did everything. He had 4 threes, got downhill, transition dunks, assists. What impresses you the most about Terrence so far with what he's showing?
I think the most impressive thing with him is just his body control and the way that he can draw fouls. Everybody knew at Texas Tech what he was. He was, kind of a slasher, could shoot the ball. But this year he's really elevated his game. He can get to the rim and get fouled, whenever he wants. Every time he has the ball in his hand, he's a threat to score. And, he's shooting a great percentage from the three-point line now, and he showed it in the last game. And, having those abilities just makes him an all-around player. So it's been fun to watch.
Luke Goody, I'm assuming before you were injured in practice, you probably had a couple of times where you were paired up against a guy like Terrence Shannon. How strong is he compared to some of the other guys you've guarded maybe at the collegiate level?
Yeah, I mean, he's a strong guy. A lot of the guys in the Big Ten are actually pretty strong as well. Last year I played a lot at the four position, behind Jay Grandison. So I had to guard guys like Malik Hall and, bigger guys like that. So I was kind of used to it. But in terms of the speed and strength combination, there really isn't anybody that I've guarded with that. He's kind of a wing position. He's not necessarily a four. So when you add those the speed that he has, with the ball, along with the strength that he has, it's really tough to guard.
if he's coming downhill at you, are you taking a charge? Are you sidestepping and swiping at the ball, or are you just kind of looking the other way?
Watch him dunk.
Well, if I step to the side and swipe at the ball, I'd be called soft. So, you know, I just kind of give him a little test. And I'm not big on taking charges. I know Coach gets on me because I don't do it, but, you know, I'll try and make sure he doesn't get to the rim. I'll tell you that.
14 threes for you guys last night. I know, obviously, you being a three-point specialist yourself had to like that. Jaden Epps, 5 threes for him. Seems to really continue to build confidence and get more comfortable. What have you seen from Jaden here of late?
We all knew Jaden's a big-time scorer. He came into school with the reputation of a scorer. I know at the prep academy that he played at, he put up big numbers and was able to really score the ball. And that's just, you know, translating over to the college level. When you get the shots that he's getting because of ball movement and, you know, our offense that we're in, and he's able to knock them down. He's confident. And, you know, we've seen it all summer, all the practices leading up to during the season. And now he's just really showing everybody what he can do.
Luke Goody, you were a freshman last year on a different kind of team that had a lot of experience, a lot of veterans that were back. And for you and guys, you and RJ, you didn't get a lot of playing time early, especially. And, you know, it was just, I mean, you just had so many veterans, right? So you look at this season and you're seeing Sky and Jaden, you know the names. I don't need to explain them to you. But they're getting more minutes early on because they have to on this team. What do you see out of them? Like, I know you said, I think the first time we had you on, that you're going to help kind of mentor those guys since you're coming off your freshman season. What are you impressed with, and what have you seen how they've caught up, basically, to what is happening as freshmen?
I would definitely say the biggest thing that sticks out to me is their maturity. You know, being a freshman, you know, most freshmen are 17 years, 18 years old, and you know, they have a lot to learn, but these guys, all four of them, have come in with the mindset that, you know, they need to learn quickly because they're going to need to play out there, especially now that I'm injured. You know, a lot of opportunity and minutes are out there for those younger guys. So, you know, the maturity that they have, all four of them, just to come into practice and learn and want to learn and get better just to help the team has been great. You know, it's really made the transition for all of them go smoothly. Everybody brings something different, you know. So having that maturity and the coachability, the willing to learn and all that stuff, I think it really helps. And, you know, they've stepped into their roles pretty well so far. And, you know, we haven't played the greatest competition. But, you know, as the competition gets tougher and we play better teams, it's really going to be interesting to see, you know, how they use that maturity in tougher games and tougher competition when we really start hitting adversity.
We get to hear Luke Goody this season because of four great sponsors. I want to let you know about those right now. The Luke Goody Show brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling, trusted recycling since 1955, by the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant on High Cross Road in Urbana, by Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend, and by the University of Illinois Alumni Association. Shop the Alma Market, my fault, at UIAA.org.
Luke, one of the bigger surprises, I think, for people is just how good Dane Danger has been. I mean, he had a 15-5 game against Kansas City last night, a very efficient 15 points yet again. I know that the staff really raved about him throughout the offseason, so you might not be as surprised in him, but what have you noticed about the way that he's adjusted for someone that hasn't played a lot of college basketball games going into this year to just be that productive this early on? What's that meant for you guys?
It's been huge. You know, when you lose 20 and 10 every night from Kofi, you know, you need to find that production somewhere else. And, you know, this year we got Coleman and Dane running the five, and that 20 and 10, you know, it's split between two people, but has now turned into what, 30 something and, you know, 15 rebounds. So that production there that's at the five spot has really helped us. Dane's been great off the bench. You know, a lot of people say, you know, what a great summer and preseason he's had, but it really started last year. You know, going against Kofi in practice, he came in December, you know, transferred and came in December and was able to practice. And, you know, there were times in practice where he would go at Kofi and we'd be like, dang, this kid's pretty good. This guy's pretty good. So it's been fun, you know, to be his teammate and see his growth from last year going against Kofi. And, you know, that's a tough task to do in practice every day. To going out there and playing, you know, meaningful minutes in games like that and, you know, producing the way he does. So he's going to, you know, keep getting better. He's got a great frame, great skill around the rim, and it's been a lot of fun to play with him. And he's just got a lot of energy. He's a high-motor guy, too. You see that on the rebounding and the defensive end, and, you know, he's only going to get better.
Is he a better athlete than maybe you would think looking at him? Because like the left-hand dunk last night, drive from the free throw line, looked like a really athletic play.
Yeah, he is. I know everybody knows that he's lost weight since he got here, and I think that's helped out his athleticism. He's able to go up and get rebounds, and, you know, he finishes the ball really well, and he is. He's just a really good athlete that, you know, skilled around the rim and is doing great things so far.
It also takes athleticism to shoot and make as many one-legged jump shots as you did last night in warm-up.
Yeah, I mean, all the guys went in to go talk to coach, and I was like, you know, the managers are out, the balls are out, I might as well get a few shots up.
I love it.
Is that the Dirk? Like, is that something you're going to come out doing when you get cleared? Just the step back one leg, maybe?
If I want to get benched, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be doing that regularly, but that's the only way I can shoot the ball right now beyond the three-point line. So
that is excellent. All right, just a couple more with Luke Goody here. Before we move on to what we've got experiencing this weekend, how was the banner ceremony that you were able to take part of? What a special moment for those guys that came back, but also for you and RJ. I mean, what the heck, man? You got one already. Let's get more.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a special moment being a basketball fan, you know, your whole life growing up, that's what you want to do is win a Big Ten championship. And, you know, it was a kind of a dream come true moment for me. It was really surreal. I wish I could have walked to go get my ring on my own power and played in the game after. But, you know, I was able to be there with my teammates and former teammates. It was really good to see Trent and DeMonte and Plummer. I think it's really a testament to Coach Underwood and the program to have guys fly from across the country just to make something like that.
Good call.
It means it's a special place to them. Especially for Plummer. He was here for 1 year, and he flew in from Mexico to do that. So, you know, having guys able to do that and fly in for that is just really – it really is a testament. And it was really good to see them. You know, I miss Trent, you know, was really big for me in my development last year and integration into the program. So, and then to see RJ get his ring as well. I mean, we came in last year, me, him, and Pods, who, by the way, is having a great season so far. But, you know, me and RJ have – been really close since we both got in at the same time, and you know, for him to enjoy that and, you know, me to be able to enjoy that with him was pretty special.
Luke, we've heard that a number of times about Trent and what he did behind the scenes. What did that look like for you as he was helping you along, showing you the ropes? What did that look like day to day?
Yeah, I mean, he just always kept us competitive and ready to go in practice. I mean, he would have a very rare off day where he just, you know, didn't bring energy. But any other time, you know, he would come in and make it super competitive. It would be a walkthrough day, and he'd be going full speed, you know, trying to drop 20 on it, whoever's guarding him. So just having that competitiveness, you know, raising the level of competitiveness every day in practice really stood out to me. Being in the program for 5 years, he really knew how everything worked. So he was able to relay that information to the younger guys. And he really just, you know, helped pass on the culture to us, and, you know, we're able to take that and, you know, do what we want with it. And I think that was huge for, you know, continuing to develop the culture within the program, is to have guys like Trent, you know, leading the younger guys.
Level of competition going up in a big way this weekend. And I know everyone's excited. I'm excited to go out there. I'm sure you guys as well. And the fans that are making the trip are just watching back from home. Some big matchups. You get number 8 UCLA on Friday, and then either Baylor, who's top 5 in the country, or Virginia, who's top 15 after that. What's the sense around the team knowing that you just got a huge test, but also a huge opportunity to maybe find out a lot about yourself and play in a big-time game?
Yeah, we're just really excited. You know, it's another opportunity to go out and show what we got. You know, we haven't really been tested yet, so it's going to be, you know, a great first weekend to see what we're made of, see what guys will step up, you know, when the games are closer and the you know, the stakes are higher. So the teams that are down there, I think it's, you know, the best preseason tournament that there is, honestly. I think 4 highly ranked teams with, you know, high outlooks on the team are going to be down there. So having that competition level and getting to see the younger guys and the new guys kind of blend together and compete at that high of a level, I think it's going to be great. And it'll show us a lot about our team. Obviously, we're super excited and ready to go. I'm excited to watch those guys get after it. And I think it's going to be a good weekend for us.
One more for you, Luke, not to have you give away the scouting report or anything like that, but for those listening out there, how does that work? Where you come off a game last night against Monmouth, you got UCLA on Friday. What's the prep of finding out about UCLA, diving into the film, and how do you approach that as a team leading up to a big game like that?
Yeah, it's a lot of film, you know, our routines that we do as a team before the actual game. We watch a lot of film. We do a lot of personnel-based stuff. And, you know, in practice, we do a lot of stuff, too, that UCLA would do. So, you know, it's usually like most other teams do it. I'm sure the scheduling and stuff like that is different. But, you know, our whole focus is on UCLA, what they do, you know, what their sets are, what their personnel is. And, you know, we take it day by day. Guys go in and watch extra film and watch film by themselves. And it's all kind of personnel-based as well for the guys on the team. Some guys like to watch extra film. Some guys, you know, like to visualize and go in and do some more work. But, you know, it's kind of – we do a lot as a team, but you also do a lot by yourself. So, you know, having all that information, you can go into the game as good prepped as you can be.
Red on roulette. Just remember that. That's how it works. Red on roulette. Luke Goody's got to kill some time, man. You better not be killing time in the casinos, right?
I'm not planning on it.
I'll take care of that for you, Luke. I'll do that for you.
Derek will do that.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, Luke Goody, always appreciate this. We're gonna do it once a week. Excuse me, all season. Really appreciate it, my friend. Good luck this weekend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me again.
All right, buddy. Luke Goody. That is fun. And Luke Goody, each week brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling. Trusted recycling since 1955. The Apple Dumplin' Restaurant. It's on High Cross Road in Urbana. Great spot to eat. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. And by the University of Illinois Alumni Association, shop the Alma Market at uiaa.org. Of course, the University of Alumni Association, they are our sponsor on the U of I Alumni Link text line. Luke joined us there on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. Brad Underwood talked about that UCLA team. Here's Coach.
Because I think they're pretty good. You know, they'll pose some different challenges. You know, Jaquez is elite offensively. He just can score it. Tiger's taking a ton of shots. He's turned into a very good offensive threat. I don't know their personnel a whole lot because I haven't looked at them yet. But, yeah, I mean – it's Big Ten play. I mean, it's you see, and I use the term real guys, and I think everybody's in the top 20 or top 25 or whatever.
There you go, or whatever. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be fun. Illinois was ranked, I believe, 19th, right? They're ranked 19th right now. I think that's what they showed last night. So, yeah, you got four teams ranked in the top 25, top 20. It's going to be fun.
It's a very high-level field, and it starts off with UCLA. I know we're going to break it down more tomorrow, but taking a look into them, you have Jaime Jaquez as your guy.
He is my guy.
Thought to be one of the best players in college basketball. I know he's a projected early second-round pick, someone that just is super skilled offensively at 6'7", good athlete, can just do just about anything out there. Again, 6'7", 225. Tiger Campbell's played in a bunch of games. A very experienced point guard who's become more and more of a scorer throughout his career. He's turned himself into a pretty good shooter, too. So that's something that's progressed for him. They have two McDonald's All-American freshmen in Amari Bailey and Adem Bona. Bona is their big man, 6'9", really athletic rim runner. I know that's going to be a really intriguing matchup between him and Coleman Hawkins. Amari Bailey, a guy that I think is actually from – well, he played a little bit with the Macaron Fire coming up.
I think he has some
Chicago ties
as
well. So – again, it's going to sound like a broken record, but athletic, someone that's thought to be a first-round caliber draft pick. And Jalen Clark, too, is a great two-way guy, just a veteran that's a junior upperclassman. And that's kind of one thing that they have that Illinois doesn't, is some cohesion with their veteran returners mixed in with some really good freshmen, which Illinois has as well.
Sure.
But in terms of on-paper talent, UCLA is very, very loaded.
Isn't it funny that UCLA, to me, playing UCLA still carries that thought of John Wooden, all those NCAA titles, Lou Alcindor, you know, of course, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, just through the years, right? Just it's just that idea that you're playing UCLA, it's somebody you don't normally play, and in two seasons you're going to play them every game or every season. It's just, I would assume.
It just
at least once
kind of weird.
It is still weird. But yeah, I'm with you. The prestige of their program is still very much alive, and I think that's why it's really cool. I know that, again, we've talked a lot about the fact that realignment is majorly football-driven, but I love the basketball dynamic of UCLA being in the mix in the Big Ten for basketball and chances to go out and see a game at Pauley Pavilion or seeing them in some of the better venues in the Big Ten too. And that's why, selfishly, I want to see Kansas
right
as well.
Right. Go to Lawrence, go to the Fieldhouse, huh? I don't blame you. What are the chances that I'd hit the same song? Like, what are the chances of that? Kanye, nothing personal. I don't need you twice. Luke Goody, a lot of great stuff there. That segment, by the way, also brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit, two locations, Neal Street, Green Street. I mean, they got the buy one, get one free t-shirts. Go in there and check them out. And if you like volleyball or wrestling or baseball or softball, they have a lot of those BOGO shirts that are specific to those sports. So go in and check them out. Game Day Spirit. Go to GameDaySpirit.com. All right, Pipes. Let's take a break. Come back and recap what was almost a really sensational Bears win, but certainly a fun day for Justin Fields and continuously putting that confidence in Bears fans everywhere that this is our guy for the future. We'll do all that next with Kyle the intern. It is The Drive.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Hey, this is Ben Grice at the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton. And if you haven't been up to Paxton for our barbecue yet, let me tell you, you don't need a reservation. Just come on up. Barbecue with us is about as casual can get. We've got all your favorites. We're talking brisket, pork, amazing smoked turkey, our sausage. And while you're there, be sure to try the Paxton Punch. You can thank me on that later. Check us out online at humblehogbbq.com.
Looking for a custom design that stands out for your business? Wanting to get your vehicle wrapped but just don't know where to go? It's Aftershock Decals and Designs. From vehicle wraps to building designs, Aftershock creates designs that make heads turn. Heck, they wrap all of Land's heating, cooling, and plumbing trucks and vans. The one where Troy Lands is waving? That's Aftershock. Aftershock Decals and Designs. Heck, they also do signs, banners, even amazing coffee tumblers. Check them out at AftershockDD.com.
He swings and hits it deep. Right field. That's going to go. A home run.
This is Cardinals broadcaster John Rooney. Soon enough, the boys of summer will be back on the fields of Jupiter, Florida, spring training 2023. It'll be another season of home runs, hits, unforgettable moments. We will have you covered, and we'll be with you from the first pitch until the final out, right here on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neal at Burwash in Savoy.
Illini Nation, we need your help to strike State Farm Center on Tuesday, November 29th. Illinois basketball takes on Syracuse in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and we're offering four tickets for just $99. Fans in odd sections are encouraged to wear orange and even sections to wear blue. Be part of game day. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
We're not far from the new year, and it's time to start thinking travel. Hi, it's Stevie J with Stevie J Travel, inviting you to our travel show, Champaign Public Library, on November 16th from 10 to 11:30 in the Ropeson Pavilion Rooms A and B, and find out where we're going in 2023. Places like New England, Rails and Trails, or Tuscany for a culinary journey. How about Hawaii and a little island hopping? Or maybe the Canadian Rockies and glaciers? Or how about Cuba? Yes, Cuba's on our agenda next year as well. Find out all about it. Come to the Champaign Public Library November 16th and learn about where you might be going in 2023. Again, Champaign Public Library is where we'll be November 16th from 10 to 11:30 in the Ropeson Pavilion Rooms A and B. For all the information, go to steviejay.com. Stevie J Travel, where do you want to go?
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
ESPN Radio 93.5, Lon Tay, Derek Piper, Kyle Tosk. We no longer have an unbeaten in the National Football League. So we'll get to that as we go along. But Kyle, are you ready to rip through the NFL?
Yeah, the champagne was popping for the 72 Dolphins last night.
I forgot. Everything comes back to him and his Dolphins this year. You picked the perfect year to start here as an intern, because everything does come back to those Dolphins. And you're right, Larry Zonka and crew were, I assume Larry Zonka is still alive.
He is. Okay, I know that. I
say stuff like that. Is it Bonatini? What's the one dude's name? Bonatini or something like that? There's a guy that was on that team as well. But you're right, the Dolphins celebrating that they are still the only undefeated, or I guess the last undefeated. Was that 72?
72.
72. Why I remember that, I have no idea. Here we go. Hey, I won my fantasy this week, too. I got rid of Keenan Allen, and guess what? I won. I kept DeAndre Swift, and guess what? He got me like nothing. He's a waste.
He got a touchdown, didn't he?
He did. In our league, he technically got me hardly anything, because he had like 8 carries for 5 yards or something.
Ugh. It's frustrating.
It really is. Those two guys have just destroyed my fantasy team. Destroyed it. All right, Kyle, go ahead, my friend.
This was a pretty good week of football, in comparison to some of these other ones. Start with the Thursday game back last Thursday night. Carolina Panthers beat the Falcons at home 25-15.
Kyle, you want to sell me on this lot better football, Panthers?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I shouldn't have started. I should have waited to say that.
I didn't see this game. I don't remember this game. Is John Fox still coaching the Carolina Panthers?
He's not.
Is Matt Rhule still coaching the Carolina Panthers?
He's not.
Is the guy with the Washington Commodores still coaching the Charlotte Panthers? Is that Ron Rivera? Is he even with the Commanders?
He's not. He is with the Commanders, but he's not with the Panthers.
Is Steve Berline still quarterbacking the Panthers and throwing to Steve Smith?
No.
Do the Panthers have a running back?
Your guy, DeAndre Foreman. Or Deontay Foreman.
Deontay. He does
Deontay
have
Foreman.
Tay in his name. I didn't see the game. But you know what? For Atlanta, that's a big loss. That's what I take away from that.
Yeah, they're 4-6 now. One game out of first. What a gross division. But I didn't watch it either. And disappointing loss for Atlanta, but also a team that no one's really buying in on and expecting them to be a playoff team.
Kyle Pitts, is he one of the, if not the most disappointing fantasy guy for a guy that hasn't been hurt? I know he's been banged up a little bit, but for somebody that's played almost every week, I mean, I know it's disappointing, like Keenan Allen. He's been hurt the whole year, and that's disappointing. It's hard to argue with a guy if he's injured.
It's pretty high on the list.
Even though the one dude got shot and he got back, right? We always, that was a joke around the country. But, I mean, Kyle Pitts.
If you were happen to feel like, oh, you know, I'm going to get Russell Wilson as my quarterback this year, that'd be one of them. Now, obviously, Kyle Pitts would be one you'd take a lot earlier in the draft than Wilson, a quarterback.
But yeah, but you just nailed that.
He's up there.
Yeah.
You just nailed it.
All right.
First ever game in Germany was pretty decent game. The Bucks get a win, a big win, 21-16.
I mean, this,
the Seahawks.
Was this the week that the Bucks won that division, essentially? Basically. Did you think they weren't? I don't know. I mean, you get a losing in the Bucks. Tom Brady said, quote, "It was one of the best football experiences of my life." Whatever, Tom. You played football in Germany. We don't need you to be the head public guy for the National Football League and explain how great it is to play every game this year overseas. I personally hate it. I hate it. And the Cardinals are getting ready to play a Monday night football game in Mexico. They did that a few years ago. That'll be Monday night. I don't know. Mexico, not as big of a deal. San Francisco and Arizona fans, I mean, I'm sure they'll flock down there, but I don't know. Overseas, sorry.
I know.
Good win for Tampa.
It seemed like there was a good turnout out there, and at least both these teams will have buys.
Yeah, that's true.
This upcoming week, so they're not going to have the quick turnaround after that long flight. But Tampa, 5-5, not super sexy right now, but they are in first and getting right a little bit. Chris Godwin had a touchdown. Julio Jones is back and had a touchdown. So, yeah, they'll be a factor. And as always, you won't want to see Tom Brady in the playoffs if you're an opponent. But we'll see. We'll see if the Bucs can keep their momentum rolling after the bye week.
Just so I don't sound like the old guy that's mad, because I am an old guy now and I am mad about it, but what is the point of doing these? Are we trying to grow football? Is the point to eventually have teams in Germany and London or England? Is that the point? Or are we just trying to gain fans over there?
I would think it's the second one.
Okay.
Getting more of an audience in terms of like, your TV contracts.
How much money do you need?
Yeah.
You know? How much money do you need?
Now, maybe once we get the Jets that can go, not the actual J-E-T-S, Jets that can go across country in a few hours versus, you know, 18 or whatever.
True.
Not really 18, but I know Trent Frazier's flight was 13 hours. If that gets trimmed down to 5 one day.
It's true. Maybe that helps. I don't know. Supersonic. I just know if my Cardinals are playing in Germany or England, probably not going. And, of course, baseball's doing this too. I mean, the Cardinals-Cubs during COVID, right? They were supposed to play in England. I don't know.
This week in the NFC West against the NFC East, Cardinals against the Munich Monstars.
That would officially be the end of me watching football. I can promise you that. I would be done. Thank goodness I'm old already. All right, Kyle. We've gone way too long on two games.
Well, you'll probably go long on this one because the Bears fall just short of the Lions, 31-30, thanks to a missed extra point. But Justin Fields continues to run all over teams, 147 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns.
I'm going to let Derek go.
I didn't know we had Michael Vick.
No doubt. He's better.
He's on pace to break Vick's single-season rushing record this year.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that is incredible.
And I'll be honest, there was a moment where I'm sitting there as the Lions are driving, the Bears only up 6 because they missed an extra point.
I know where you're going here.
I was like, you know what? I don't care if we lose because the draft pick and Fields played great, and they lost, albeit it was coming a mile away, and you saw it. And then 2 hours later, I'm sitting on the couch like, we lost the Lions at home. That's gross. But then I reeled it back in. I was like, okay.
Yes.
Your quarterback's there. You have your guy. And your draft pick got even better. It was the best of both worlds.
And you got money.
It's true. A lot of money to spend, too.
You will, at least.
At the beginning of the season, when Fields was getting sacked 100 times and no receivers, and he was throwing for 80 yards a game, I was worried about the Bears ruining him.
Right.
And or him just not being that guy. Now, I didn't imagine without making some blockbuster change. I mean, they got Chase Claypool, but he's not even getting the ball that much.
Right, right.
For him to break out this much. 150 on the ground, 2 touchdowns, had 1,000 yards on the ground against Kyle's Dolphins. He's electric. He's one of the, I wouldn't say must-see, but he's one of the highlight-worthy players in the league right now.
Is the offensive line, has it been better, or is this just Justin Fields being Justin Fields?
I think that he has a lot better awareness in the pocket.
Or even them calling plays for him.
I think that's the biggest thing.
Oh, okay.
Is the stylistic part of the offense. It's hard to be a rusher and pin your ears back if they're going to design runs.
That's a good point.
For him to be able to attack you. And if you get too far upfield, he's going to – it's all of a sudden you're starting to have to play contain on him versus let's get home and crush him.
That's fair.
So I think that's part of it too. Maybe the O-line's gotten a little bit better, but I just think his awareness and his elusiveness in the pocket is that good. Now, he does still try to do too much sometimes, but that's a young quarterback. And
I don't blame him.
It's Big 12 football every week, and I'm just enjoying it.
Kyle, let me know when we get to the 3 o'clock games because we'll take just a quick break.
Okay, well, there was an unbelievable game in Buffalo.
Yes.
The Vikings get a huge win to move to 8-1 in overtime, 33-30. Justin Jefferson had maybe the best catch I've ever seen.
Incredible.
On 4th and 18, just unbelievable. And the Bills look like they had it, and they fumble on their own 1-yard line to send it to overtime. But the Vikings get it done.
Can we stop the – although for you it may have been the best catch you've ever seen because you're pretty young.
I'm trying to think of where it compares to the Odell catch because that one was pretty amazing too.
I still go back to the who was the Giants receiver in the Super Bowl that caught it off his helmet?
Oh yeah,
David Tyree.
I mean, I know that was a lot of luck, and cost me $4,000 by the way in squares. Not that I ever gamble if you're a policeman, but in case I had that season, it cost me $4,000. Listen, what's up with the Bills? Are the Vikings – okay, no. Screw the Bills. Are the Vikings this good? I mean, they've got, like you said, an elite receiver, if not the best. Probably the best. Dalvin Cook is a heck of a running back, and Mattson is a pretty good backup. So they can kind of rotate him in on occasion to do that. Kirk Cousins kind of – as long as he doesn't do anything wrong, right? But that's the problem is a little bit of that. Their defense isn't great. But if you can go out and score, I mean, who the heck thought anybody, well, except the Chiefs, who else did you think could stay up with Buffalo? And I know in this game for a long time it was like 17-something, and I'm like, yeah, that's about probably going to factor in with the Vikings. And then I hear that the Vikings went like 31-30 or whatever it was. The Vikings are stinking good.
They are, and they keep finding ways to win late.
Yes.
It's been a clutch team. Down 24-10 at halftime, and it kind of is like, oh, yeah, Vikings due for a loss.
Right,
Josh Allen
right.
plays hurt. Bills have taken a few L's. They'll get right here. And then it just – the fourth quarter was bananas. And to have that fourth and goal stand by the Bills look like it should have been a win. I almost like – I walked away from the TV, and then
Incredible.
Allen trying to QB sneak it to get away from the goal line and fumbles the snap, and that's – it's quite a blunder, but to the point of the Vikings, yeah, the weapons offensively are really, really good. Can Cousins be trustworthy in big moments still? I mean, that was a big game, big moment.
Yeah.
But it's kind of the joke is he's great in the noon Eastern or the noon Central window.
Like, uh-huh.
You put him in prime time. You put him in some of these other opportunities.
You put him with Denver.
Well, yeah. And he doesn't play as well, but I don't know. They're earning more and more of my trust, but still a team that, although the NFC is still kind of wonky.
I know. Is Kirk Cousins still like the fifth highest paid player in the NFL? Can you do a deep dive on the highest paid player? I think last season he was like fifth. I was raking leaves as a fundraiser all day, and every time I'd get in the truck to take leaves to where we needed to take them, the bags of leaves, there would be a change in this game. And I'm just like, I yell out the window to everybody like, hey, Vikings are back in it. They're only down three. Or whatever. I mean, it was just every time. I'm like, wow. So I missed seeing it, but I was listening to the updates, and it was incredible. Have we efforted
it? The biggest cap hit this year, which doesn't take into account the full contract, but just kind of gives you a glimpse of it. Biggest cap hit this year in the NFL. Number one is Tannehill.
Oh, are you kidding me?
At like $39 million.
Oh!
Mahomes is $36 million. He's second. And Kirk Cousins is third at about $31.5
million. Holy stink! In a league full of studs, Tannehill and Kirk Cousins are your top. Two of your top three hits. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
Well, speaking of Tannehill, his team got a win. It's perfect. I was going to that game next.
Is he even quarterbacking?
He played, didn't he?
Did he play this
week? I might
week?
Be wrong. I might have
Hadn't
just completely
been out
blew
for a couple
that.
Weeks? I don't know.
He has been out, but he played in this
oh,
game.
He did
I was going to say, I think he played. And okay. And the Titans did get a win, 17-10 over the Denver Broncos.
Are they leading that division? Yeah.
By a lot.
Denver's defense must be pretty good because it seems like they lose games like 17-8 because their offense is horrible with Russ, which you gladly pointed – or not gladly, you smartly pointed out is the biggest probably fantasy bust.
One of them.
One of them. I mean, look, the Titans, this is what they do, and good for them.
I like that we at least pointed out in the offseason that Russell Wilson hadn't been the same guy at the end of his career in Seattle. Not that we were brilliant and the only ones that expected it, but or that saw that, but man, he's been bad. That offense is a train wreck. Hackett's going to be fired.
Mm.
And I'm glad they weren't in a standalone type of game that I had to watch. Them.
Right.
So I'm glad I know very little about this game other than Denver lost, and that's all I got to.
Hey, speaking of that, can I go on a piped up real quick, but not, I got to go quick. Like, it must be nice being a Cowboys fan because you are on local TV every week. Every week. And you wonder why we don't like you if you're not a Cowboys fan. Every week they're on. Hey, by the way, the Titans, they play in the stadium that I think is the home of the Music City Bowl game, right?
Yes.
And that is probably where Illinois is going. That or the Mayo.
Music City Bowl sounds a lot better than the Duke Mayo Bowl.
It does. I'd rather play an SEC team, I think, than a ACC team. Listen to me getting like, well.
Oh, when you're 7-3, you can be a little picky.
Yeah, cheesy. I agree. All right, Kyle.
Kansas City Chiefs 27-17 over the Jaguars. Patrick Mahomes, 4 touchdowns, 331 yards.
I mean, he's having an unbelievable season. Without Tyreek, you pointed it out, Kyle, last week that Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes both are just having sensational seasons without each other. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is doing a lot of work. I don't know if he's going to be exhausted when the playoffs roll around. I don't know, but he's doing some work for Kansas City, and this is a game they should have won, and they did. That's my takeaway.
Well
from
said.
That.
I'm glad I didn't, although tempted, bet the Chargers to win the AFC West because I loved them in the offseason.
I did too.
And they're 5-4, Chiefs 7-2, and rolling. Chiefs are on a fast track to win that division. Real quick on this one, are you missing Christian Kirk? 105 and 2 touchdowns. Not that it'd be offensive weapons or your guys' issue.
Well, I mean, he had a great week 3, I think, and then I picked him up for 4, 5, 6, 7, dropped him, and then now he's back to doing what he does. So, yeah, no, I'm not missing him. In fact, I'm a little bit ticked at him. Kyle, can we take a quick break and come back and wrap up the rest of the NFL? We'll do it next.
At Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people with amazing service, great design advice, and unbeatable selection and the best prices in town. It's the perfect time to update your home with waterproof flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, and more. Then complete your rooms by shopping our incredible selection of furniture and accessories. We also offer great financing options. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery, we're flooring people.
It's a totally Christmas winter wonderland at Prairie Gardens. Ornaments, decor, wreaths, garlands, and so much more already now. Along with brand new savings. This week, save 50% off all Christmas bushes. Select large Christmas candle jars are $6.97. All furniture, save 10%. Plus, find your perfect artificial Christmas tree with the largest selection around and very best tree guarantee. At Prairie Gardens, your Christmas destination for over 50 years.
At Bulldog Disposal, you know about the doggy bag, the 6-cubic yard bag waiting for that household project. The doggy bag is perfect for cleaning out the garage and getting less cluttered for the upcoming holidays. Or maybe you're moving and you just don't want to take it with you. Use the doggy bag. And remember, if you do need a 10, 20, or 30-yard dumpster, call Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet. Just reach out at bulldoggybag.com. That's bulldoggybag.com.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
And Radio 93.5.
The Miami Dolphins put up 39
on
the Cleveland Browns.
He waited to come back from a commercial just to make it like really like impactful.
That offense is rolling in Miami, 39-17 over the Browns.
Wow. I know the Browns aren't good, but I tell you, you've said it all year. When that offense, man, with Tua and crew, they start rolling there. That's a good Dolphins team. This is a fun dog. Are they going to win that division?
I don't know if I'd take them over
what
Buffalo.
What is the record now?
The Dolphins are in first place thanks to not having a bye yet. They're 7-3.
And you have the win right
that
now.
That is true.
Over Buffalo. Now, you still have to go to Orchard. But.
In December.
Oh. Ugh.
Kyle, I won't be the only one to brag on my quarterback. Do you know who's number one in the league in QBR?
Tua.
Tua.
He's number one in a lot of things.
Oh, it's not Colt McCoy.
Not
okay. Are you sure?
Think so.
Okay. All right. Maybe the minimum games played. Maybe that's hurting Colt. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tua's been that good, hadn't he?
Yes.
Get him in those MVP discussions.
Wow. They said what? The games that he's played the entire game, the Dolphins haven't lost.
That's right.
Pretty impressive. All right. That's enough of your.
You beat the Browns. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well.
I'm just kidding.
When does Deshaun come back? Any day now?
A couple more weeks, I think.
Is it week 12? Man, who has to play the Browns when he's back?
I think it's Houston.
Oh, that's right. They start with Houston.
Wow. See how well they can massage that situation.
Who else do the Browns play? You get two. There's one person listening right now going, I don't understand what they're saying. I'm not going to listen to the show. Who else do the Browns play like the last 3 weeks of the year?
So he'll come back December 4th at Houston, and they'll play at the Bengals, the Ravens at home, the Saints at home, and at the Commanders, and at the Steelers.
So it could affect the Ravens and Bengals, maybe. What week does he come back?
That would be...
What is that? I think it's 13, because he misses 11 and their bye week.
So do you guys in your fantasy playoffs go 14, 15, 16 in your playoffs?
Yes.
Might be time, everybody, to pick up Deshaun Watson. Why haven't I done that? I wonder, he's probably already...
I don't know. He might be out there.
I'm doing that right now. You know who my backup is right now? Geno. I had Trevor Lawrence, but when Pat Mahomes was off, he and I are tight. I decided to pick up Geno, and Geno's been good, man. He's like top three, isn't he, in fantasy numbers and stuff? Behind Colt McCoy and Tua? Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
All right, we still have like 10 games.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Go
rapid
ahead.
Fire.
Here we go, rapid fire.
Giants 24-16 over the Texans.
Good for the Giants.
No one cares. Steelers 20-10 over the Saints.
Oh, whatever.
Jeff Saturday and the Colts get a win over the Raiders, 25-20.
First of all, the Raiders are
fire Josh McDaniels.
Please,
yesterday.
Now that is an absolute show. What Jeff Saturday? How about Bill Cowher going off on him? I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Did you hear it?
I did not.
Oh, he went off on Saturday saying, you know, these assistants have worked their butts off to become a head coach, and now they just give him the job. He went off. Bill Cowher did.
It's more on Jim Irsay than it is.
Yeah, no, I agree.
On Saturday,
and then Irsay fired back with a tweet.
Yeah, of course.
So,
Packers snapped their losing streak in overtime against the Cowboys.
Oh boy!
But the Cowboys will be on national TV this week, locally on CIA or Fox 55.
I just look forward to the Bears delivering a really tough
blow
in early December.
Let's just put that out there. You have to root for the Bears to win that game. You can't worry about
100%.
The draft. Okay.
Nope, don't even care.
Okay,
I think every Bears fan would be in agreement there.
Yes, yes.
Colt McCoy and the Cardinals beat the Rams 27-17.
I got an idea. Let's put our backup in and go win a game that you shouldn't against the Rams, and then a game that doesn't You know what? We're still in contention in the NFC West, though, so... Good for Colt McCoy. Is there a QB controversy in Arizona? A lot of people Colt McCoy studies film. He knows hits people in stride. He got A.J. Green going. He hasn't been going all year. Zach Ertz, by the way, out for the season. So that number two pick, Trey McBride, will have to be playing. He's an athletic dude. I'd almost pick him up in your fantasy, except he'll get two catches for 14 yards. He's no Purdue tight end, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy.
No, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Why don't NFL teams just draft Big Ten West tight ends? Because they do it against us. Sorry, Brett. I know you're driving home listening. Okay, how many more we got? Cardinals win.
Two more. Sunday night, 49ers beat the Chargers 22-16.
Tell you what, the Niners just keep doing it. Are they a Super Bowl team?
They have that potential. The NFC that still doesn't have
I'm with you.
A ton of top-level teams. The Eagles are there. We'll talk about them in a second. But I think their defense, McCaffrey, Debo, they got enough weapons for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I love how Austin Berkland, our buddy, gives the old, you know what, that loss was good for the Eagles. I love how we as sports fans, we can absolutely turn anything into a positive. Well, we needed that loss. No, you didn't. You did not need that loss. All right.
You needed a loss in your home field to Taylor Heineke.
Right. Like, did you see him?
Freaking, with the Busch Light?
Yeah, baby.
Mad respect for Taylor Heineke.
Taylor just hammered it. Oh, wow.
He might be the only guy I've ever seen wearing multiple chains. He had like 20 chains on and drinking a Busch Light.
That was awesome.
And no shirt.
No, right.
It's quite a unique, like first ever, put it in the record books.
And they put
that has
glasses.
Never been done.
No, no. And we hope it doesn't see it again. How about a 217? They get a pun. How about Cowher taking somebody's TV job that has worked their whole life for it? Boom. Well said.
Yeah.
Jim is not happy with me because I keep ripping on his Cowboys.